Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Friday, May the 18th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Josh Williams is going to join us 7:25 this morning. You know, he's going to give us a little Preakness update. Biggest sporting event of the weekend, I think. Preakness. Looking forward to that. Probably to say a whole lot about the sports weekend, but we'll see if Justify can take the second leg of a Triple Crown and actually have a meaningful Belmont coming up in a couple of weeks. John Tompkins, Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. A little more of a fishing aspect of that today. Today's show will review Clemson's 16-6 win up at Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon. Get you ready to go up to Charles Cost Field in Pittsburgh today. 3 o'clock game. I don't know, maybe doubleheader. Maybe we'll see depending what the weather does. Tigers last night, 6 runs in the third inning. 18 hits overall, 6 home runs overall. Davidson becomes the first player in Clemson baseball history to homer from both sides of the plate. Little Mickey Mantle feet there. Hit number 12 and 13. Seth Beer hits his 17th. Cromwell hits his 6th and 7th. And Sam Hall hit his 2nd. Spencer Strider went 5 innings, exactly what they needed. Gave up just 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned just 2 walks, 7 Ks. Last night, Travis Marth threw a little gasoline on the fire, but Ryan Miller and Alex Snell came in, closed things out. Clemson 16-6 win among the hitting stars. We told you about all the 6 home runs, the balls that are flying out of the ballpark. Don't let Seth Beard get hot. 4 for 5 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs. Cromwell 3 for 5 with 4 RBIs and 2 runs. You had Davidson 3 for 6 with 3 RBIs and 4 runs. Also, multiple hit games. Kyle Wilkie extended his hitting streak to 20 games, 2 for 6 with an RBI and 2 runs. Chris Williams, a 2 for 4, a couple of RBIs, a couple of runs. Drew Wharton, 2 for 5. So, great hitting night for the Tigers. Look at pitching nights for the Tigers as well. Errorless game for Clemson, who's now 41-13, 20-8 in the ACC. Also in the ACC yesterday. North Carolina beats Virginia Tech. Clemson and North Carolina tied at 20-8. North Carolina will get the tiebreaker in case they do the same thing over the next 2 games. Florida State gets a walk-off against NC State. Great news for the Tigers. Tigers now a 2-game lead in the Atlantic Division and now a magic number of 1. Any combination of any Clemson loss or any NC State win in the last 2 regular season games gives Clemson the Atlantic Division title. Also in the overall part of it as well, besides North Carolina, we're watching out for Duke. Duke got beat by Georgia Tech last night, so they've been eliminated from winning the conference. 2.5 games back now, just 2 games to play. So that's good. So Tigers finish at least 3rd, most likely 1st or 2nd, depending on what happens the next 2 days. Gamecocks lose last night down in Texas A&M 6-3. They fall to 30-22, 13-15 in the SEC. 1 game behind Georgia in 3rd place in the Eastern Division. We'll give you all the other ACC, SEC scores from yesterday. Had NHL hockey last night. The Lightning went to Washington, won 4-2, even the series at 2. Had the PGA Tour was down in Texas. Don't mess with Texas. And on a new golf course, Mark Leishman has almost a perfect round of golf. We'll tell you about it. He hit one bad shot yesterday. Almost a perfect round. I'll tell you what he did. And his stats coming out of that. Mark Leishman's a star, but just can't quite get over the hump. Told you Preakness is tomorrow. We'll give you the odds for that. Got a lot of other odds out there that Mr. Orr 24 might be interested in. I know he's interested because he texted me yesterday. The Yankees spent 12 hours in an airport. Reminded me of my trip a few years ago. We'll get into that today. We have the ACC spring meetings and some proposals coming out of that. We'll tell you, I think, some interesting proposals. We'll get to that coming up. We'll also announce the ACC title games for every sport. We'll kind of get that to you a little bit. Mark Teixeira says he was not surprised by Robbie Cano and his drug deal, PED deal. Tua says that he almost transferred before the national championship game. We'll tell you what he said. There's a pretty interesting article on ESPN.com this morning. Do you want Brad Stevens or a superstar player? Whom would you take? It's pretty interesting to me. And can't wait for second segment, because apparently we're going to talk a lot of Clemson baseball today. Can't wait for that. The author of second segment, the host of second segment, the producer of the show, the engineer of the ship, the engineer of Clemson baseball as well, producer of Clemson baseball as well, and apparently the grill master of Clemson baseball. The oil that stirs the pot. Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and is someone who was born in New England to be a fiddler in a small town string band. Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, bud.
Warren Mickey, how are you?
Couldn't be better.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Happy Friday.
You too, buddy. Couldn't be in a better mood, man. We have a weekend ahead of us.
A weekend. How about that?
You and I. Oh, no, you got to work baseball today.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say that you and I are now 2 hours and 49 minutes away from the weekend. The band Love Boys is saying something called Working for the Weekend.
Working for the Weekend. Yeah.
But you got a little. Hey, you know what? Let's don't call it work what you do here for Clemson baseball.
No, what would you call it?
Well, I don't know. You're out there grilling out, getting ready to pop a sud.
It's before the game starts, right. Is when the grilling occurs.
Right.
So,
y'all tailgate before work.
I guess you could call that, or make dinner, one or the other. But yeah, that happens.
If you grill before a game outside with the fellas.
But I'm not attending the game.
Yeah, but you don't have to attend games to tailgate.
That's true. But I'm not actually at the location.
I told you, in my 20 years doing the show, the biggest change has been the social change of sports.
Yeah.
Because everything's a social event now. And you'll see it at the Preakness tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Baltimore. And it will be a, like a buddy of mine. They do theme shows or theme races, right? Kentucky, we had... it was Cinco de Mayo this year, so we had some Mexican food too. But we had all the mint juleps and all the bourbon and all that. It's the Kentucky stuff. Now they'll have crab cakes. They'll have some other Maryland and Baltimore treats for whatever, like fried Orioles. Just kidding. no, they'll have whatever. You know what I'm saying? At the thing tomorrow. But the point is, like, nowadays, it's all about the tailgates, all about the party. The Super Bowl's like that. Whose party are you going to? What party are you going to Super Bowl? And then, like, at the scene itself, like, are you going to Drake's? You know, did you hear about Drake's Super Bowl party? Did you hear about, not my in-laws, by the way.
Sure.
Did you hear about Tupac and Biggie's Super Bowl party? So, you know, that's a big deal there. Anyway. So, am I invited to one of these cookouts you guys have?
I mean, you're welcome to come have whatever we have at some point.
Is it BYOM?
Bring your own meat? Yeah absolutely.
How about the beverage of choice?
Water. Deer Park, actually.
Yeah. What? Since I'm not working, can I participate in a little
spirits? You're welcome to do whatever you would like to.
Good, man. Good.
So.
What time do y'all start?
It's a spur-of-the-moment decision. It's something to do to not order food and order takeout or anything like that.
Do y'all normally order takeout or food or something?
Every once in a while you do that, and this is cheaper than ordering takeout, so why not do it?
It's kind of different, though, because now you're leading straight from the Kwok and Kelly show into it. Because 3 o'clock today, 2:30.
Yeah, today will be a little unique. Hopefully we don't run into any delays. Yeah. But
could get a, let me check the weather here, because you could get a doubleheader today.
We could. I haven't heard anything from the higher-ups that make those decisions, but we'll monitor that. And you should monitor that at home from the Clemson Baseball Twitter page, not the WCCP text line.
Good. Touche, buddy. Touche. I get you on that one.
Did you get a little practice in yesterday?
I did, man. You know, surprisingly so.
The rain held off longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
How'd it go? How'd you hit them?
You know, pretty good. Pretty good.
How's the new balls working out for you?
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
But I didn't hit them yesterday. I just played and practiced a little bit. A little short game. A lot of short game work yesterday. Also a lot of lessons yesterday. Like, everybody's into lessons now. Like,
short game will figure itself out.
Nah, you got to work at it. No, it really is the most important part of working. That's what the Tiger Woods works more in a short game than anything else.
Yep.
Yeah. Today, by the way, up in Pittsburgh, PA, it looks like at first pitch, 72 degrees. Now, windy, though, 14 mile-an-hour winds, only a 15% chance of rain. It goes up at like 8 o'clock to 50% chance. But tomorrow, it's a 1 o'clock first pitch, 25% chance. Later in the afternoon, up to 60, like at 3 o'clock, 60, and 4 o'clock, 70% chance. That could move the game up to like 10 in the morning because it's just 30, 25, 25, 25. They give you time to do that.
I've been told that the Pittsburgh area weather forecasters aren't quite the most reliable.
Oh, really?
They had when they first got there, as you saw on, if you watched the Clemson baseball vlog, they had a 15% chance of rain for their practice. Yeah. And like 20 minutes in, it was pouring.
Well, now you get pop-ups this time of year.
Yeah.
You can understand that.
So
I heard a weather report yesterday that we always talk about global warming, that the last 2 years have been two of the coolest years in the past 500 years, and that that we've had the two coldest January to Junes than we've had. But now we'll just call it something else. Anyway, what else did you do yesterday besides your baseball, which you did a great job last night?
As long as you don't notice me, I did a good job last night.
No, you know what I noticed about you?
What's that?
And other people might not. I don't care if Don Munson gets to the top of the hour ID on the top of the hour, or if he gets to it 7 minutes past the hour. A lot of times out there, the board ops, the producers, the engineers at these at the local stations, you will hear, stations, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on your New York Yankee network. And you'll hear. Because the board ops playing solitaire.
Sure.
Not you, pal.
No, we're all over it in there.
You, of course, you're telling him he needs to take one, too.
I am, yeah.
But, man, that's a sign of someone who's attentive.
Yeah,
attentive.
No, we're all over it in there.
And doing a great job.
Almost done. Just two more regular season games. ACC tournament and hopefully a lengthy run here.
What all happens back there, man? What do you got, two or three guys back there working with you?
For baseball?
Yeah.
Baseball I tend to do by myself.
Yeah.
But when we have rain, such as tonight, I will bring somebody else in because I need to run back and forth between this board and that one in there to make sure our program is switching over for the CCP side.
Good, man.
And make sure we're making announcements on if we have rain delays or whatever on the other side.
Do you say stations along my mark in 20 seconds we'll have this mark? You have to tell them on their mark?
I could do that. Typically, I just have the on-air talent make the announcement.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So everything, anything else I need to know?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Quiet day?
Nothing too crazy happened yesterday. No. I did send you that little text about the Yankees.
Yeah, I saw that.
The most valued franchise in sports sleeping on the floor and the team play.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That's not good. It's not a good look. I've slept on the floor at LaGuardia. It's not good. LaGuardia's a nasty, dirty, gum-infested stinkhole.
If they go into a slump now, this is why.
You going to blame it on that?
Absolutely.
On the Dallas airport?
Yep. Dulles.
I thought it was Dallas, Texas.
Nope, Dulles. Dulles.
In D.C.?
In D.C. Because they had that two-game series that was rained out against the Nationals.
Oh, okay. They go to Kansas City this weekend. Hadn't played in forever.
No, I don't know if they're ever going to play again.
I don't know if they forgot how to play.
We'll see what happens. See, hopefully they're well-rested.
Speaking of the Yankees, I see Mark Teixeira says he's not surprised by Robinson Cano's suspension.
I did see those comments.
Wasn't good.
I saw the comments that he inferred Cashman into that situation, how Brian Cashman had to choose his words carefully, and how he played with guys who are in the hall right now that used performance-enhancing drugs.
What he said, quote, yeah, I don't really want to get into too much detail. I love Robbie. I'm just not surprised. I really don't know. Want to go too much further, but I think a lot of people are kind of saying the same thing. He said, let's just use this situation here. Robbie Cano, Robbie Cano's assistant was on the list for Biogenesis. Now, of course, he had an assistant, you know, buy him stuff. Alex Rodriguez got popped by Biogenesis. Melky got popped. They were best friends. When someone gets lumped in that group, it's because there's evidence. There's a paper trail. There's a smoke trail. So they weren't surprised. And it doesn't sound like that his little apology was, or his little excuse really worked out. I never trusted Robbie Cano. Never trusted him.
No?
No. You got to run balls out to first base. If you don't run balls out, I don't trust you.
I liked him as a Yankee.
You did?
So it's disappointing to hear this news.
Disappointed, yes. But did you ever trust him?
No. I didn't trust him.
Yeah.
I trusted him to get a hit.
Yeah, but you just didn't. I never felt like that. I trusted Jeter. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like I trusted Mariano Rivera.
Those were the days.
Didn't trust Robbie Cano.
Those were the days when games were only eight innings long.
Remember my Melky Cabrera story?
I don't know. Do I?
Melky. Strike three. Hey, Melky, you suck.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to do today. You and I, my friend, are going to be in a great mood all day today. I'm going to impose my will upon you today.
Okay, great.
Because if you try to be in a bad mood, I'm not going to let you do it today.
All right, why is that?
It's just Friday. Life's good. We got a great job. We get to talk about sports to people who are great people and great listeners. And we got an unbelievable job, and Lord's blessed with great health and great jobs and great friends and family. Man, why in the world would I ever be in a bad mood? Notice I hadn't looked at the text line yet. Hey, man, look, we're going to try to be in a great mood. Not going to try to be. We're going to be in a great mood today. I'm going to hold you accountable. You hold me accountable, all right?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to yell at any idiot who tries to tell me that. No, I was kidding.
Idiot. Don't you call people idiots.
Hey, my friends over at Crute LED want to tell you about how they can help your business. If you're a Duke Energy customer, they're a midstream channel partner. And with Duke Energy, and that means they're verified to give you an upfront rebate on your lights. LED lights are the way to go. They're easier on your eyes. They're easier on your customers' eyes, easier on your employees' eyes. They're all UL certified, DL certified, ES certified, 5-year warranty. On top of that, no humming, no buzzing, and they make it easier. And they lower your power bill. It's a no-brainer. There's no reason not to do this. And you might say, well, cost. Well, cost is taken care of by our friends at Crute LED. That Duke Energy wants you in these to save this power, save this money, so they offer these upfront rebates. I don't like rebates. I got to mail some coupon in or coupon in, and that coupon takes me about 6 or 8 weeks to get back in. Meredith and I ordered some patio furniture. Takes 6 weeks to get here. Should be here today, thank goodness.
You finally ordered it?
No, we ordered it, but we ordered it about a month ago, and it's supposed to be here today.
Didn't you order that for her birthday?
Or yeah,
was supposed to be for
March.
Her birthday? My goodness, you guys took forever to do that.
Well, she waited a little bit. She waited to April to order, but it's been like ordered for like forever. Anyway, I like dealing with this because I get upfront rebates. Crute LED, 401-8506, 401-8506. After a short break, we come back. Second segment. I am told that second segment is going to be concerning Clemson baseball. I can't wait for Zach Orr's segment when you return from after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop over 25,000 incredible deals of the day, in-store and online, Friday and Saturday. Like 50 to 60% off styles for men, women, and kids. Hurry in for 30 to 50% off heels, sandals, and more shoes for her. Men's suiting, dress shirts, and ties are 50 to 70% off. And drop everything and save 70% on fine jewelry clearance. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson, or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute to your back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Back, back, seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
I'm just over here raising the roof. That's what I do. How about on Modern Family, where they're putting together the dollhouse, and they're almost finished with it, and Jay says, "You want to raise the roof here?" It feels like it's not. It's too early to celebrate. Let's finish this thing. Welcome back. Hey, folks! It's summertime, and make your living easy. Don't let the outside come in. Don't let it stay in. Zero Res wants to clean your carpets and clean your air ducts with insanely clean carpets with the powered water. No one can clean like Zero Res. They use this powered water that has no soaps, no chemicals, no harsh detergents, nothing left behind. Safer for your kids, safer for your pets. Now, here's the great news. Mention my name, Mickey, and receive three rooms for only $129 and get a free hallway. What a great deal.
Spring is here. They're very busy. Make your appointment today to get in front of the line, not in the back of the line there. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Spelled the same backwards as it is forward. ZeroResGreenville.com. Call them today. 558-7300. 558-7300. It is the right way to clean. The host of segment two, Mr. Zach Wall.
Appreciate that, Meg. Thank you for telling us and our friends out there about Zero Res. Love those guys. Last night, Clemson baseball puts up 16 runs up in Pittsburgh. 16 runs against Pittsburgh last night. 16-6 was the final score. 18 hits, no errors from your Clemson Tigers last night. Of course, the news yesterday going into the game was no Hennessy on the mound for the Tigers last night. Spencer Strider instead took the bump. And through five innings, had three hits, two earned runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Those two walks happened in the first inning, and he did not walk a batter for the rest of the game that he was in. I thought he was the Spencer Strider that we have seen throughout much of the season, where he is shaky, then he is lights out, and then eventually you got to pull the plug on him soon because he can blow up again at the end of his outing. They did early enough where he kept his game intact, his win intact, and Spencer Strider gets the win starting for you last night. Your thoughts on maybe Spencer Strider's and his ability to plug in and be a piece for a starting rotation going forward?
Well, as Bradley Leacroy mentioned, you're going to have a four starter in the postseason.
Absolutely.
And he's made a case for it. Now, I don't think Matt Clark will, because I think he's a valuable part of the bullpen as a left-hander.
I think he might be more valuable as a starter, Matt Clark.
He looked great.
He looked more comfortable as a starter.
Yeah, he looked great. But they stretched him out a little bit, which is good. Look, I think that you've got, with Spires and Miller and Gilliam,
yep,
you got the back end of the bullpen okay to go through 3 and 4 days. I get that. That fourth starter, that middle relief guy, the guy coming down, it's a key part of it. They've tried a bunch of guys there this year. And thinking about it, let me make sure I'm right about saying this. The only thing they have there has been consistency. You remember guys like Holt Jones at times, remember that one start he had? You're like, oh, my guy's got no hitter. The guy's looking great.
Yeah.
And then the very next out, he's like, it didn't go so well.
I think he went two-thirds of an inning.
Right.
Yeah.
Other guys like Weatherly. At times, you go, boy, he had five starts in the season. At times, like, yeah, boy, he's ready. They go, not so much. Travis Martin looked great in his two starts. Strider up and down. So they tried several guys in that position. I don't know who they go with, but it is a key role in there, coming out of that. Very key role.
That being said, you don't need pitching if you're going to put up 16 runs a night.
Nice.
Because the Tigers went for the long ball. You know, the chicks take the long ball, the old expression.
Yeah.
They hit six home runs last night. Seth Beer had a solo shot. Sam Hall had a solo shot last night. Sam Hall continues to come on and be a late-season find of sorts, which is funny to say because he's been on the team the whole season, but he's developed enough where the team gave him an opportunity, and he has seized it so far. They both had solo shots. Cromwell had two, and Davidson had two behemoths last night. It was a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to listen to. We played 2.5 minutes of just home run highlights after the game. Six of them, and it was fantastic.
Did he go, it is high, it is long, it is...
He doesn't have, Donaldson doesn't have a signature call for home runs. He changes it up, which is nice, and it's unique to each different each home run.
On Davis's home run, I'd go, Logan's run! It was an old movie back in the 70s.
Mm. Would you be able to come up with that right off the top of your head?
Yeah, I just did.
Not a big deal.
For Seth Beer, I'd say something like he Budweiser that one, the King of Beers.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
You know.
For Chris Williams, I'd say I don't know.
I'm glad you mentioned both of those players. Chris Williams went 2 for 4 last night. Kind of broke out of his slump a little bit.
Yeah, needed it.
Had a couple RBIs, had couple two runs. RBIs, exactly.
Couple
right.
Walks, on base 4 times.
Seth Beer went 4 for 5 last night.
We act like Seth Beer had a bad year. 17 home runs, and he's hitting like 290. Let's see what he was hitting after last night.
He's close to 300 at this point.
299. Yeah, he's very close to 300.
Yeah, he's right there. if your 3-4 hitters can get going like this, especially going into the ACC tournament, I think that bodes pretty well for Clemson baseball.
Well, remember this. You want Meredith back. And if you do that top of the lineup, Logan Davidson is at 310 now. Cal Wilkie hitting 309 now. Davidson's just been unbelievable.
Where do you put Meredith then?
Lead off Meredith.
Because Sam Hall is playing unbelievably right now.
I put him in center field. And I put Wharton. Listen to this now. Hear me out. I put Hall in left. I put Wharton in right and a DH beer.
Okay.
You like it?
I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
As Judge Smell says,
listening. Interesting.
Now, I don't know. So then I go Meredith, Davidson, Beer, Williams, Wilkie, Cromwell, Wharton, Hall, Green, or Bird, or whoever, you know, right-handed, left-handed kind of thing. This team is got a lot of different pieces to it all. Last night, the top of the lineup had 5, 9, 11, 14. 1 through 5 had 14 hits last night. 1 through 6 had 16 hits last night. And
they had 18 as a team.
Yeah, 18 as a team. And not to mention 7 walks.
7 walks last night.
25 base runners last night. Need to make sure I don't have any hit by pitches or anything.
Now, again, this was against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The 27-23, 11-17 in the ACC Pittsburgh Panthers.
Yeah. And they Pittsburgh did not start their ace last night.
No.
They did not bring the hammer.
They started Matt Pittich.
Yeah, because.
He went 2 1/3.
Here's why. The way I understand it. Ooh. That they, Pittsburgh clinched an ACC, a spot in the ACC tournament before the game because Virginia Tech got beat by North Carolina and that eliminated Virginia Tech.
Correct.
As a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Boston College and Virginia Tech have been eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So we now know the 12 teams going to Durham.
We do.
North Carolina, Clemson, NC State, Duke, Louisville, Florida State, Miami, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, and Virginia. And Mr. Orr 24. If the season ended today, Clemson would be the second seed, and then their pod would be Miami and Pittsburgh. I kind of like that. We didn't play great against Miami earlier, but I like that. Miami's 15-13 trying to get in now. But that's not a bad pod to be in. As good or better, I don't know. North Carolina's pod is Georgia Tech and Virginia. I tell you, the bottom of the league's not great.
No, it's been terrible this year.
So the top of the league's good. Bottom of the league's not very good.
So last night, like I said, the bottom of the league, Pittsburgh Panthers, the quote-unquote mm-hmm. bottom of the league, you did what you should against that team.
Mm-hmm.
And you raked last night. And it was fantastic to watch as a Tiger fan. They need to do that again today. Hopefully they get a game in today. And ideally on Sunday here, because you're trying to win the ACC regular season, crown here. And I think it's going to take a sweep to realistically pull that off.
Yeah, because North Carolina's not going to lose twice to Virginia Tech.
Correct.
So if you want to win the ACC regular season, if that's important to you, and I think it is. I think that and the RPI. They did not move up in the RPI last night. Florida State got a walk-off win against NC State. They stayed 10th, Clemson's 11th in the RPI.
Mm.
Trying to get one of those national seeds in there. North Carolina is 6th in the RPI, and the Tar Heels are 20-8. So you need to, you'd have a better record than North Carolina if they could lose one of the next two and you sweep out. The other thing that happened last night was due to NC State losing in the walk-off to Florida State. Clemson now's magic number is 1 to win the Atlantic side of things. Any NC State loss or any Clemson win means the Tigers win that. In case that Clemson lost the next two, to Pittsburgh. In the case that NC State won the next two at Florida State, NC State will win the Atlantic due to them sweeping Clemson earlier, and they have a tiebreaker against the Tigers earlier.
Correct.
And what else do you have there? The pods would look like this if it ended today. And it's, well, let me go down the standings here. Clemson, North Carolina still has a chance at the top seed. So does, well, NC State does not have a chance at the top seed because North Carolina won that series with them. But they could get up to the 2 seed. They could also fall down to the 4 seed because they don't have just a 1-game lead over Duke. Duke can go up to the 3 seed now, but down as far as the 5th seed, maybe 6th seed. I don't know what the tiebreakers are there. Louisville's played better in the second half of the season. one game behind Duke, 1 game ahead of Florida State. Florida State's a 1/2 game ahead of Miami. Who's Florida State again is 1 game down to Lowell. No, Florida State's 1/2 game down to Lowell. Miami is half game there. Georgia Tech's eighth right now, and they're two games back of Miami, but they are one game ahead of Notre Dame. So there's my point is there's a lot of jostling that could happen between now and then.
There is a ton of jostling that can happen, and you just need to kind of keep your ducks in order, keep it organized, and you'll be all right.
At this point in time, I'm thinking right by saying this, because Notre Dame and Wake Forest are tied, because Pittsburgh and Virginia are tied. At this point in time, no one has secured their seed.
No, but Clemson can do so winning out.
Yes. Yeah, and there are only two games left to go.
Yes.
Right.
One out.
Yeah, one out, and then one North Carolina loss.
One out. Win your next game, and you clinch the Atlantic. Correct?
Yes.
Win the third game of this Pittsburgh series.
Or NC State lose a game, you win it.
Or NC State lose a game, yes.
Right.
You know, you don't want to get in on somebody else's loss.
No, but in the RPI part of it, you're one down to Florida State right now, and if... You know, Florida State happened to split with NC State. They might help Clemson.
You got swept by NC State, though. You probably want them to be as powerful as possible in the RPI.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So we'll see. And looking at the RPI, Clemson is – there's only two power conference teams who have less losses than Clemson. Stanford's 40-8, and Oregon State's 48-1.
Mm-hmm.
48. And one, they have a tie.
So you don't want to run into those guys,
right? You don't want to run into, but those are the only ones that have less losses right now. The 40 win teams in the Power Five conferences: Florida, Stanford, Oregon State, Ole Miss, Clemson. Those are the only Power Five conferences teams with 40 wins right now. The other teams that have 40 wins: Stetson is 40-11. They're seventh in the RPI.
Stetson.
And Tennessee Tech is 36-5. No, I'm sorry. And Tennessee Tech is, they're better than that.
Do you have the win game stuff written down still somewhere?
Yeah. Tennessee Tech's 45-6.
Is that what we had these guys going? Because I'm pretty sure it was somewhere around the 42 win kind of mark.
Yeah. We were 42-14.
Something like that, yeah.
That's why you got to pay attention to our win games.
I'm just
because
saying.
We're so stinking good at the vision of seeing the future through.
Did you listen to the game at all, or did you just watch it last night?
Followed it on Twitter, listened to some of it, didn't watch any of it.
Did you happen to hear the, active military zone we were essentially in last night?
No.
It was right next to the hospital. So they had, choppers coming
yes,
in.
Yes, I did hear that, yes.
And, every 30 minutes, there's a chopper coming in, our fire truck's coming in behind the stadium. It was like MASH is what it was last night. It was unbelievable.
You thought Hawkeye and Pierce were back there in the back.
Yeah.
Instead, it was Don Munson and Brad Owens.
He's trying to call, a 2-3 count, or 2-3, a 2-2 count. And, just, and he drowns him out, and then he comes back, and the guy's on first base somehow.
You thought you were going to hear, da 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 da. Yep. What a great show.
Good show.
You know that the show MASH lasted like three times as long as the Korean War?
Yes.
How about this guy says Zach was Klinger. Text message extraordinary.
Oh.
Klinger. All right, man. Those are all great. You know what those are? Great numbers.
Do numbers matter?
They do matter. They matter at University Colleges and Ingalls Crossing. And, Caitlin, who you met several times here, does a really good job for them. And I like getting emails from Caitlin because it's normally like good news and normally like great numbers. How about this number right now? 10-month lease. At University Colleges and Ingalls Crossing, students looking for a place to live right now with roommate matching available for a limited time, they're waiving the security deposit. These are great deals. You can take advantage of these awesome deals right now. 10-month lease options, waiving the security deposit. And if you haven't seen it before, go by and check out their model, and then they're going to give you a free Chick-fil-A gift card. It's really cool. All kinds of great things going on at Ingalls Crossing. Besides that, two numbers that matter besides a 10-month lease is the very, very, very affordable rent. Can't tell you exactly what that is because it fluctuates a little bit through all that. And the other part of it is the other number that matters, 784-3400, 784-3400, University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. I enjoyed our baseball segment there. Looking forward to that. When we come back, I'm going to set up the weekend, Zach Gore. I'm going to let you prioritize the weekend. And also, in advance of Josh Williams.
Are we doing an early morning biggie?
Yes.
Yes.
On top of that, also, I have some odds for you that you may be interested in. We'll take a short break. Come back for more after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's The Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawn mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
What's more fun than shopping on eBay? Shopping on eBay guilt-free, of course. Check out eBay now for what's new and under $10. Thousands of items under $10 that you just can't miss. All in one place, all with free shipping. Tees, flats, socks, and shades, got them. Speakers, smartwatches, phone cases, and video games, those too. Find the latest in fashion, tech, home, and more before they're gone. All under $10 with free shipping at ebay.com/under10.
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries.
Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you bought? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest and that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. I'm a body boy. Plus
baby. All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, one thing we've not done in our lifetime that we need to do is we need to go over and get some breakfast. Matter of fact, people can bring us some if they like from over at the butcher's block.
Listen, if they wanted to mosey on over to the side of town, we wouldn't hate that.
We wouldn't hate that.
Mm-mm.
We would oblige them. We'd eat their food.
Doors open.
Meeting three's great.
Mm.
Butcher shop's great.
Mm.
My wife came home yesterday.
Did they have fish over there?
Yes.
I need to go get some fish.
Yes. Not me. My wife came home yesterday, and she's from the grocery store, and so she bought this roast beef.
Mm.
And it was tough.
Ugh.
Like, stringy.
Like sliced roast beef or like the...
Sliced roast beef.
Oh, okay.
You know, sandwich. We had deli sandwiches last night.
I love those. I love roast beef sandwiches.
I do too. A little horsey sauce on there.
Oh, yes. But I like my roast beef like...
Yeah.
Like medium rare.
It's unbelievable. So...
But it's stringy, huh?
But it's stringy. It's like chewy and it's like, I didn't like it. So she admitted to me, she said, I got the $7.99 roast beef rather than the $10.99 roast beef. And it's
No.
You know what we need? We need to go over there to their butcher shop and get a little full deli menu. We need to go to Butcher's Block, man. We've been there in a while. Go by and see our friends. They're open, Sunday 11 to 3. You know, after church, get a little take mom out. Be a cool little deal over there.
Absolutely.
Butcher's Block. And while you're over there, I always say this, man. Get you some scallops. Get you some fresh meat to throw on the old grill. You know, you guys, what do you got? Got the ACC baseball tournament coming up?
Yeah.
Run over at the butcher's block.
Yeah, you might as well get stock up. Ready. Throw some stuff in the freezer up here.
Yeah. Of course, you know where that'd end up. Upper management's house or something. Ramona should be
out there throwing in the microwave.
Yeah. You'd be in trouble there. Anyway, our good friends, North Main Street in Greenville, check them out online. And it's the butcher's block.
The biggest argument Kristen and I have is buying stuff at the grocery store, off-brand versus brand name.
Which side are you on?
I'm brand name guy.
Of course.
Because it's brand name for a reason. It's the better product.
Right.
I understand you got to pay a little more.
Right.
I get it. But it's going to be a better experience for me, the consumer, if I buy that.
Life's too short, pal.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You get what you pay for.
That's what I'm saying.
Meredith is tight as a banjo.
That's Kristen, too. Oh, man. She would have bought the crap out of that $7.99 roast beef. I would have been upset about it.
Meredith gets like Shasta.
Oh.
I want knee-high grape. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
It's all about the packaging. No, it's not about the packaging.
The one that broke my back.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
You got Toastums instead of Pop-Tarts.
We don't eat Pop-Tarts in our house.
All right.
She went, and I was like, hey, can you pick me up a six-pack of beer?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, absolutely.
You got the old Busch Light.
My go-to six-pack, the easy one, I've always been a Miller guy. Miller Light, it's fine. Grab Miller Light. She goes in there, sees that Miller 64 is on sale, snags it, and brings it home.
Okay, how much did she save?
She saved like 40 cents. It wasn't that big. But Miller 64 is 64 calories.
Right.
It's watered down pee. It's urine. And it's like 2.8%.
If you wanted Miller 64.
I would ask for Miller 64.
You'd take a Miller Lite and you'd put a bunch of water into
exactly
it.
Right. I was so mad about that.
I go through that all the time.
Didn't speak to her for a week.
Oh, go through it all the time. Tight as a banjo.
I can't stand it.
Oh, it's the worst.
She brings off-brand cereal sometimes.
Oh, not off-brand cereal.
That makes me so mad.
So instead of like Cocoa Puffs, you get
what's the one that makes me the sour cream?
Oh,
buy Daisy sour cream and let's go home. Don't buy Great Value or whatever it is.
Dollop-a-Doo-Ya or whatever that thing.
Dollop-a-Daisy.
Dollop-a-Daisy.
It's known for a reason. Dollop-a-Daisy. Right. Don't buy off-brand, you know, sour cream. Don't buy off-brand cream cheese. Give me the Philadelphia. I have grown accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Nothing's worse than off-brand sour cream.
Absolutely.
Nothing's better than good old sour cream, though.
Oh, man. Good little dollop on some.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Love that stuff. Yeah, I've been through all that. I need a little biggie over there, buddy. Can you give me some of that? Here's what I got for you this weekend. This is not a great sports weekend, but you and I are in a great mood, even though it's not a great sports weekend.
See?
NBA playoffs. You know what? I know you're not normally an NBA fan, man, but I got the Rockets are tied up. Now the Cavs come back home to try to go to even the series. It's 2-0 right now. Brad Stevens is a genius. The NBA is a lot more interesting than it has been. Sacco this weekend, NBA playoffs.
They're going to play this weekend?
Yep.
They're going to take another couple of days off?
Oh, drives me crazy.
I'm worried about there and that. I'm here for the decline of Steph Curry, by the way. I'm all about it. I need that to be done with.
How did he get out of favor?
I don't know.
All right, here's what I got for you. I have knotted up at 2 right now. Tampa Bay and Washington. I have, what's the other series right now? Winnipeg and the Vegas. Vegas up 2-1 right now.
That is correct.
I got some pretty interesting NHL stuff for you.
Great game last night. Was it Kuchar that said yesterday, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all after the round?
Yeah.
Wasn't a huge fan, I guess.
Yeah. You either love the place or hate the place.
Yeah.
Kuchar, if Kuchar has a personality, he could comment he didn't have one. Baby. Clemson, Pittsburgh. Not only that, South Carolina, Texas A&M. Not only that, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Florida State, NC State, Duke, Georgia Tech. I'm asking you to about the entire ACC, SEC, college baseball winding down. Who you be with, things that make you smile. What numbers to dial? You I like it. Here for a while. I'm gonna call my crew. I like it. All right. Crew. I have Yankees this weekend in Kansas City.
They're going to play?
Hopefully. That's your biggest one for you this weekend?
So far.
I'm going to break that little decimal mark for you right there.
Interesting.
I'm going to ask you, Mr. Or 24.
Cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape.
Notice he didn't say Shasta grape.
No.
I want to ask you this right here, buddy. How excited are you for the running of the 2018 Preakness Justify?
Justify.
It's the biggest sporting event of the weekend, am I correct?
Yes.
Talk to me?
Yes. Because I see some ladies tonight
that should be having my baby. Baby. How you living, Biggie Smalls? Can't wait, man.
What's the drink of the Preakness? Is it like a
Black Eyed Susan?
Is that what it is? I thought that was no. Belmont's the Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island iced tea. Black Eyed Susan.
What's a Black Eyed Susan?
I'll look it up. I have some odds for you after the break. Finally, I'm not doing Biggie yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The joining in holy matrimony.
Who's getting married?
Harry and Markle or something. Marriott Markle or something.
Prince Harry, yes. and Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
I mean, yeah, good for them.
You getting up? Are you tailgating for this?
Well, what time is it starting?
I don't know.
I got an alert. A news alert on my phone yesterday.
Volcano?
That they arrived at Buckingham Palace to do the wedding rehearsal. Why did I get that alert?
Do you think that wedding planner's uptight right now?
A little bit. Little bit.
I like this text right here. Check cola from Winn-Dixie. Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Our knockoff toilet paper.
Oh!
Our trash bags. Can't get worse than that.
Oh, trash bags are fine. I don't mind that. Toilet paper, no, I need the good stuff.
No, yeah.
You need the wipes. You need the baby wipes.
Oh, absolutely. She hates that, too. Trail, she won't buy it.
Oh, man.
I gotta buy it myself.
You're oppressed in your own home.
I am. I really am.
All right. Got some odds when we come back. Love to hear from you. Josh Williams and your phone calls. Hour number two when you return right after this.